You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon J. Chang, my colleague and co-host. The economy of China is a national security concern given the aggression and the link up with the Russian rogue state. So therefore, we go immediately to Andrew Collier, Managing Director of Orient Capital Research, to update us on the Chinese economy. When last we left, there was a crater called real estate. However, there are other parts of the economy that can function if given time. Andrew is the author of China's Technology War, Why Beijing Took Down Its Tech Giants. I've talked to him at length about that. There are mysteries here that need to be solved. But right now, we're going to attend to a boast in the South China Morning Post. This is a newspaper that's heavily influenced by the party. I'll leave it at that. Beijing aims to harness state-private sectors to build world-class firms. Subhead, private firms need a stable, level playing field with state-owned enterprises acting as anchors for strategic industries. State asset watchdog says. Andrew, a very good day to you. I need a translation. What are they saying? They need financial assistance from the outside? Same old game? Thank you.
I actually found that article as an act of desperation. I mean, Xi Jinping has been pushing the state into helping the economy since he took power in 2012. And increasingly, he's asked the private companies to help out. But in this, there was a phrase in that article. I used to work for this newspaper, by the way, so I'm pretty familiar with the way they operate. We must tackle the problem of overdue payments to private firms. Now, I thought that was interesting. What it sounds like to me is that the state is running short on money to subsidize industries, and they're not paying their suppliers. So that means the private firms are going to be less and less likely to help Xi Jinping achieve his ambitions for technology growth. So it smacked a little bit more of like trying to beat the bushes to get the state to pay up its dues, when in fact the state is starting to get short on money to pay those bills.
Gordon, you have a question for Andrew.
I have a paradox for Andrew. Let's start with the fact that China is running out of money, and you can see this in any number of different ways, Andy, but they're in a deflationary environment. So don't they have an incentive to just print cash? You'd think that they would want a little bit of inflation in their society. Why are they running out of cash, and why can't they do anything about it?
Well, first of all, that raises the question of how much debt a country can have. I mean, we're running into that in the United States, where our debt is getting so large that people are worried about the interest costs. So even when you print money, it does mean you have to pay interest to whoever's is actually taking that money. So there is some concern that some local governments are paying a big chunk, like half to three quarters of their revenue out in interest costs for money that they've borrowed. So it's not clear they can do that. And second thing is the state, Beijing, does not really want to keep increasing debt. They're nervous about that. So they keep trying to find other places to park the money or to get the private sector to chip in. And we don't know how this is going to end, because this is an experiment on a macroeconomic experiment on a grand scale. I don't think that printing money will solve their problems in terms of their collapsing economy.
They quote a man named Zhang Yuqiao, chairman of China's State-Owned Asset Supervision and Administration Commission, which has its own acronym. What is that, Andy? Is that command economy? Is that what I just read?
Well, that's called SASAC. Zhang Yuqiao is the head of something called SASAC, which is ostensibly basically owns or controls the state system. But they don't really have that much power, because if you're the head of some of the largest state conglomerates, like in electricity and so forth, you actually have a ministerial position. So this guy, Zhang Yuqiao, is trying to use the megaphone of the press. And interestingly, the foreign press, I don't know why he's doing this in English, but partly because he doesn't have that much control over the state sector itself. So this is how they try to get policy. But it's more an indication of concern, I think, than of power.
A private sector, does that have the same meaning it has here, or is there a caveat here?
Well, it's a gray area. I mean, in China, where the state ends and where the private sector begins is very hard to define. But there are thousands, if not millions, of small companies that are basically private companies. They're the ones who are shipping us stuff for Walmart and, you know, cheap clothes for Shein or for any of the companies, Lululemon. And they are private and they have their own private money. And they're the ones who are really hurting with the trade war right now, actually.
So private sort of has the same meaning. You start up, you take risk. Where do they get the money? Do they go to the bank?
Well, that's the problem, is that the banks hate to lend to these small firms because they can be risky bets. It's easier to lend to a state firm because you figure there's a government behind it. But the larger you get as a private firm, the more likely you are to be controlled by the Communist Party, or to be actually selling an ownership stake or doing a joint venture with the Communist Party. So it's really the small businesses across China that are ones that are purely private.
Gordon, you have a question.
You know, in the past, there have been problems with state companies not being able to repay their day-to-day obligations. How did they get past that in the past, and could they use those same techniques now?
That's a very good question. I was an equity analyst for Bear Stearns in the 90s, and there was something called triangular debt, which is where everybody was – I think that's what you're referring to. Everybody was basically – so a guy would buy a tractor, and he would pay for it by providing, you know, grain. And then the tractor company would take the grain and then pass it on. So nobody was actually had any cash. They were just trading goods around. And I think Zhu Rongji, a very powerful prime minister, stepped in and started to end that practice. And then the economy in the 2000s started to really bloom with exports and with the property boom. So they were able to inflate their, as you indicated earlier, inflate their way out of that triangular debt problem. I was thinking about that this week, and how are they going to do that now, where it looks like the state firms are not able to pay their debts? And what does it mean for the private sector? And given the exports, which have been healthy, but look like the outlook isn't so good for exports, given the opposition to China, and that the high-tech stuff hasn't kicked in with new revenue, it's going to be a pretty tough road going forward.
The foreign investor that left, is that what they need? Is that what was there before to make this go?
I'm about to go to Beijing this month to give a talk to the American Chamber of Commerce in Beijing, so I'll get a better sense of that. I think basically the foreign investors, the long-term companies, have started to switch their supply chains to Southeast Asia and to other parts of the globe, and the short-term investors, who are the guys buying stocks and bonds, are few and far between, unless they're taking a real flyer on something. So I don't think the investment climate is going to improve anytime soon for the foreign investor.
And that was there before, which is why we didn't hear this weeping about you can't get your bills paid. Foreign investors were paying the bills.
Well, there's a difference between the foreign investors had a different sort of arrangement. I mean, if you're a state firm and you're working on your own, then you had your own control over the situation. If you're a foreign investor, then you had to keep paying for the goods. Otherwise, your business would collapse. So that was a sort of a separate thing.
Yes. Well, tidy of us to pay our bills on time. Andrew Collier, Managing Director of Orient Capital Research. His book I recommend for where we've been: China's Technology War, Why Beijing Took Down Its Tech Giants. Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.